sweet potato pie, and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show at FM Talk 106.5. 35 minutes after the hour on this Thursday morning. We do appreciate you listening. Come up tomorrow on the program, a little teaser here. State Representative Wes Allen just announced his candidacy for Secretary of State to fill the seat currently held by John Merrill. We'll hear about him, his candidacy, and we'll talk a little bit what's going on in Montgomery today. By then, we may have some clarity of where that is headed. Also, April Marie Fogle of Alabama today. And then we'll wrap it all up with our returning champion, as we do every Friday, State Senator Chris Elliott. Probably another guest or two in there as well. So please tune in for that tomorrow. Speaking of guys, formerly also a Secretary of State, in addition to being your governor, very pleased to welcome to the program former Governor Don Siegelman. Governor, how are you?
I'm doing great. A former Mobilian, and I've got wonderful family still there, but I'm glad to be back on your show, Jeff.
Well, we always appreciate you making time for us. Obviously, the bulk of the attention right now, at least from state government goes, is really we're closer than we've ever been before. That's a little iffy from this point forward, but closer than we've ever been before, finally getting not just the lottery, but everything, everything, but a casino gaming and even sports betting in Alabama. This seems like this has been a long time coming for this state to maybe catch up with some of the other states, not just around the country, but in the South as well.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, and when I was governor and then even before, I was promoting an education lottery that, where all the proceeds would go to fund preschool and early learning and, broadband technology and also free college education. And now it's supported by Republicans and Democrats, and the Republicans have actually gone much further than I had proposed, because they're also proposing legalizing casinos and sports betting. So, I don't know whether this is going to end up passing or not, and I don't know whether it'll end up passing the vote of the people. But I would certainly encourage, as I have before, the legislature to support public bidding of any casino licenses. And I think, if you don't require public bidding, the public usually gets shortchanged. So that's my only comment, other than I think that they might come out better if the bills were all separate and the public had a chance to vote on each measure independently. But I'm not in the legislature. I don't have a vote. And my opinion is just one of many.
Well, you have fought these trenches before, and you know the difficulties. And I know things aren't the same as they were back in 1999, but it's sort of the same similar problem that you have interest, gambling interest, gaming interest with, and now they have even more leverage, the in-state gaming. But I guess when you dealt with it, it was out-of-state gaming that maybe had more of leverage than it should have in Montgomery.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was the Choctaw, Mississippi Choctaw Indians who laundered $20 million of casino money in to defeat my education lottery proposal and to defeat me. But now we have the Porch Creek Indians in Alabama who are, the big supporters of the legislation. And, they'll end up, with the lion's share of the proceeds from any of the, casinos. So there's a lot of money at stake. And, it'll be interesting to see how the legislature votes on this measure. And then to see how the public deals with it when it's put on the ballot.
You got to think, though, that once it gets on the ballot, if it gets that far and the public has it, things have changed in the last 20 plus years that I think that it's going to be a lot harder to derail it in a similar way that it was derailed in 1999.
Oh. Yes. No, you're right. Yeah, it was a you know, it's like the old wet dry referendums when the preachers and the people who were involved in illegal bootlegging got together and worked against the referendums to go wet. And in 1999, it was the preachers and the casinos and the gamblers in Mississippi who worked together to defeat Alabama's education lottery. And so now we have a totally different situation. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when if it makes it to the public as a referendum.
Governor, let's move on to some more kind of big picture stuff. The Democrat Party right now in Alabama, I know it seems you're keeping an eye on this, and it's you see, at least under Chris Englund's leadership, they're trying to make a comeback, but it seems like there's been a lot of challenges along the way that you know, what should the party maintain its roots as like where the progressive left is now, or does it need to be a big tent party? The same struggles Republicans have as well. But getting it going in Alabama, that seems to be kind of the question of where which way it's headed.
Well, the Democrats start with one having a really sharp guy, who's actually from Mobile, who is behind the scenes, you know, working to organize the party and to get it in a position where it can be competitive. Wade Perry is one of the smartest and most strategic people on the Democratic side, and so I know that they are working, and I know that they're doing, you know, things that will hopefully make the party competitive. And obviously the Democrats need to have a bigger tent and take in more people. But, you know, the Democratic Party is not going to take in, you know, the Donald Trump supporters. And so that leaves out a huge portion of Alabama. And so the Republicans are going to be competitive. They're going to be, they're going to be viewed through the eyes of the hue of a Donald Trump color. So Democrats have a chance to be competitive, but it's going to take a while. It's going to take a lot of party building, a lot of small town meetings and regional meetings, and bringing interested people together and convincing them that they got some that they can run and win as a Democrat. So It's going to be a slow process to rebuild the Democratic Party where it's competitive on a statewide level.
Well, how important is it to make sure 2022 cycle rolls around locally? You do have, you know, maybe they're long shots or maybe, but just having that D on the ballot for at least as an option for people to vote, you got to put up good candidates. Isn't that a big part of where we're at right now if you're a Democrat in Alabama?
Yeah, I think that because of Donald Trump's popularity, and also because of the constitutional amendments on abortion and prayer were on the ballot in 2018, there was an abnormal number of Republicans who turned out. And that's not to say that that won't happen again. I think it'll be less so in the next general election. But those Democrats who worked so hard, you know, Sue Bell Cobb and Walt Maddox and others who were on the, my son who was on the statewide ballot, that was a stinging defeat because they had worked hard and had presented themselves well to the public, but got steamrolled by the Trump machine. So, it's going to be difficult to recruit those people back into the fold at any point in the near future, I think.
Well, wasn't a lot of that coming out of Doug Jones' win in that 17 special election that it looked like there was some momentum that it wasn't just, you aren't just going through the motions as a Democrat anymore in Alabama, that you were actually you actually had a puncher shot. It's still, you know, a heavy lift, but it could be done. It was shown that it could be done and you could build off of it. But since then, it doesn't look like that. It looks like that whatever momentum came out of that 2017 win isn't really around anymore.
No, and that was such an anomaly because of the juxtaposition of Doug Jones on the one hand and Roy Moore on the other. So, it was a different makeup. And of course, in 2018, we saw what Donald Trump can do with Tommy Tuberville on the ballot. And so Mr. Trump is still going to be a powerful force in Alabama if he chooses to be in the next couple of cycles.
Well, but in the meantime, maybe this is a fad that will pass or a phenomenon that will pass, or maybe it doesn't. Maybe this is in some form for the foreseeable future, but you want to be there when the time is right to maybe
absolutely
build something.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think that's what Wade Perry is counting on too. I mean, he's not, I'm sure not, planning on sweeping the state in the next general election, but it's going to be a slow process. But as you say, not one that is impossible, and therefore Democrats need to be in a position to offer themselves as alternatives on the basis of a difference in ideas, a difference in policy, when the time is right.
Joined by former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman here on the program. Governor, let's turn to national politics. What is your assessment on how the Biden administration is moving right now? And then in addition to that, you got Democrats in charge of Capitol Hill. What's your takeaway with this? I guess still sort of early going of Biden's presidential term.
Well, when someone is elected, particularly to an executive office like governor or president, you really have two choices. One, you can start preparing for the next election. What can I do to get reelected? In which case, the person is likely to be cautious and moderate and look for small changes that might result in a positive headline. The other alternative is to recognize that you really only have 4 years to make a difference. And if that's why you ran, if one runs committed to making a change and making a difference, then you're going to put aside the next election and you're going to focus all of your energy and get the energies of your staff focused on doing what's possible now to change things. And I think President Biden, maybe because of his age, maybe because he's been around so long and this is his a chance for him to, leave his mark on America and help working class families. I think you're seeing that he is going all out, not worrying about reelection, and he's focused on what he can do now to make a difference. And I think he's doing a great job, I applaud his efforts and his energy and his tenacity and his vision.
As far as the looking at what's on the plate here, the agenda, do you find I guess it's exercising a lot of box checking here, making sure you deal with the COVID-19 crisis first, and then moving on, it looks like infrastructure is the name of the game now, but things like that, does he think that's a good direction for this administration?
Well, I think what he's doing is trying to get people back to work, and it starts with fixing the COVID crisis. He's focused on that. He's putting a lot of energy into it, and I think the country is obviously making a great deal of progress there. I think the infrastructure plan and other parts of his family working family plan is all of that's geared toward getting people back to work and getting the economy moving so that the country can be economically whole again. And again, I think that a lot is riding on whether or not he's going to be able to convince a couple of Republicans to vote with him on these measures. So he's got a tough job, and I'm not sure he's going to be able to do it. But if he's been around long enough, he knows how to make government work, and he should be able to, in my view, he should be able to get those votes, to get the votes he needs to get these bills passed.
Governor, we're out of time, but you've been very, very kind and generous with your time, and we always appreciate having you on.
Hey, thanks, and my best to the folks in Mobile and around, and look forward to seeing you. Do you think this medical marijuana bill is going to pass?
Yeah, I think so. I think what you're seeing right now is just a delay tactic to get gaming pushed further and further down. It'll get through eventually.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your insight.
Thank you. Thank you. Governor Don Singelman, former Governor Don Singelman, that is. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Governor. Right up over Spanish Fort into Mobile, my home.